Australia and other anti-whaling nations have condemned South Korea's proposal to start whaling. South Korea says it plans to follow Japan's lead and start killing whales for scientific research. It says it wants to hunt minke whales along its coastline. The opposition's environment spokesman, Greg Hunt, says the decision is surprising and disappointing. A group of asylum seekers whose boat got into difficulty off the Indonesian coast are on their way to Christmas Island. 162 people were on board the boat, which sent out a distress signal early yesterday. They've been transferred to two Australian naval ships. They're being taken to Christmas Island for health, security and identity checks. It's believed three asylum seekers require medical treatment. The former head of Britain's Barclays Bank has apologised for the rate-rigging scandal that cost him his job. Bob Diamond has been questioned by British MPs for 3 hours. He's described the behaviour of those responsible as reprehensible. Mr Diamond says he only learned the full extent of the scandal this month and felt physically ill when he read emails from traders accused of rate-fixing. The widow of former Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has agreed to have his body exhumed to find out if he was poisoned. The Palestinian Authority had been considering the move, but only if his family agreed. It's been revealed Swiss scientists have found evidence of the radioactive material polonium on his clothes he was wearing when he died in 2004.